B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
And now it is time, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, for What's Brewing with Jen. It's brought to us by Duncan. Hey, Eagles fans, it's always game on with Dunkin'. Rewards members, pick your day to score a free medium hot coffee one time per week. Valid at participating locations for a limited time. Exclusions apply. Without further ado, she spans the globe to find these stories for you and me. She's Jennifer Scordo. Jen, what do we have today?
All right. So this happened in Australia, which I'm a little shocked by because Australians are just kind of always really nice, right? Anyway.
I don't know. Is that true?
I always thought so.
I didn't know. Claim they're supposed to be like really nice?
Like stereotypically nice, just nice people.
Because they call everybody mate?
I don't know.
All right.
A homeowner is furious that strangers are picking their lemon tree clean. Now, this can get a little tricky. There is a lemon tree that sits in front of this homeowner's house. She tends to the lemon tree. She prunes it. She waters it. She does everything to keep the lemon tree alive, bearing fruit and lots of lemons, right? It's on community land. It's not in her yard, so it's on public property as opposed to being on her private property. And people know that, so people come around and pick the lemon tree bare. And she's not saying, please don't take any lemons. She's just saying, please don't take all of the lemons. She said people are bringing ladders, huge bags, and literally taking hundreds of lemons off the tree, leaving nothing for anybody else, including herself, the one who actually takes care of said lemon tree. The funnier part about this whole thing is that the homeowner went to a Reddit forum that's called Am I the A-Hole?
What? That's the forum, yeah.
Which I think I need to go spend hours reading. Because I've been on that
forum.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I can imagine that it's only like hysterical. But she went on that forum just to see, like, am I in the wrong? I tend to this tree. I'm just asking, don't take all of the lemons.
Well, just take some. I got to be honest with you. She doesn't have a claim.
Because it's on community property.
Not a lawyer claim. Like, does she have a claim?
I'm saying in general, she doesn't have a claim. Wow. It's on community property. Nobody is mandating that she take care of the tree.
She could just let it die.
Yeah, she's doing it for her own personal gratification, but it's not hers. So she has two choices. Either she can, for the love of the tree, cultivate it and take whatever lemons it gives to her. Or she's doing it for the community and people are picking the lemons.
Also, if she has time to prune and water, why does she have time to grab a few?
I don't know.
That's the one part I don't get.
How many lemons does she want?
You can't use that many lemons.
Really? You don't need more than six ever?
She can try to redraw the property line, I guess, but it's not on her property.
Maybe she's trying to just make fresh lemonade with...
I'm trying to figure out,
but you still need sugar and water. I don't understand it.
What do other people need that many lemons for? They're bringing ladders and bags.
She didn't care to treat people raiding the tree. I can see where she would feel a little, you know.
I'd let that tree die.
Easy. She loves the lemonade. See, first and foremost, I'm seeing a love for the tree.
If she has
the love for the tree, all else should not even factor in.
But
she's doing her part for the tree.
That's right.
That's the gratification.
That should be.
All right.
And on Reddit, they all said, go pick all the lemons. Take all the lemons off the tree. That's what the Reddit commenter said.
Oh, and she can do that and sell them to the community.
Right? Well, yeah, she could do that.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Okay, so story number two, and this comes with a warning because I got really weirded out about it before we came on the air. Uh-huh. So a man chops off his fingers and his nose to make himself look like an alien. Mm-hmm. This is disturbing. And if you want to go see the pictures, he does have an Instagram account. It's called the Black Alien Project on Instagram, but you have been warned, people. You have been warned. This is... the vision is going to be in my nightmares.
You were squealing at this in the office today.
the dude was handsome. He's a good-looking guy, but he has this fascination with a black alien, and he wants to look like it. Now, when I say he cut off his nose, he cut off his nose. Like, he doesn't have a nose, and his eyes are sunk back, and I think he wears weird contacts that make it look real creepy. And then he got rid of his upper lip, so you... And then he cut two fingers off, so he only has... He cut his pinky and his ring finger off, so his hand looks like a claw, like an alien.
Is he showing that he's taking... Like, cutting this stuff off? Is that what you were squealing about?
No, you got to see the picture of him, Mike.
The after. So he wasn't doing it, like, on... videoing himself cutting off.
No. All just right. The after picture of
what
he looks like.
Well, listen, I can't explain something.
But he's...
Damn, identity crisis.
He's tattooed himself to look like alien skin. Wow. It's disturbing.
Yeah, the fingers and the nose are stupid. Like, the rest of it is fine. Do what you want. But you need your nose and you need your fingers. You know how many people out there were born with different birth defects and don't have their fingers that want their fingers, and you cutting them off like a moron?
Yep.
And people that can't smell because of COVID, and you cutting your nose off?
I totally agree with that. But he's got to find himself in the alien girl now, I guess, right?
They're out there.
Mike, he was a good-looking dude.
Yeah. See, that's
a good-looking dude.
The curse for him.
That's what I'm saying. That's different. That's a different deal.
It's
the guys
scary.
Have done that in different stages. Alec Baldwin got heavy because he didn't like that people thought he was attractive. People do stuff. He didn't cut his nose off. Oh, yeah, Alec Baldwin, at the height of his career, when he did that movie you like so much, Mike.
Malice.
He self-sabotaged and got heavy because he was uncomfortable with people talking about how handsome he was.
Yeah.
Sometimes people are very uncomfortable like that. Most people like it, but not everybody. Some people don't like that.
Couldn't live up to it.
Handsomeness. He didn't like it. He admitted that he went to therapy later on and stuff, but he said he admitted he self-sabotaged. He hated it.
How about that? Okay. Well,
he was handsome in Malice.
And he didn't like it. Don't say that. It made him go eat a bunch of burgers.
Yeah.
10 pizzas.
Well, I think this guy's going to regret this decision at some point because he's kind of a young fella, too, anyway.
Yeah.
And this one, courtesy of you, Mike Missinelli. Thank you for this story. And it's sad. A woman was left in tears after her date allegedly sent her home over her outfit. They had been dating for a little while, not too long. He had invited her and some of his friends to a grand opening of a retail store where he worked. She wore what I thought was a cute little outfit. And he was embarrassed when she showed up, and he said, I'm going to put you in an Uber. I'm going to send you home because I'm embarrassed. I don't want you here. That's awful.
I have two different spins on this, though. I don't think it's that awful.
What do you mean?
He's taking her to a retail store opening where there's some kind of a decor. I didn't see the outfit, so I can't make a judgment on the outfit. But if my man thought that she wasn't going to fit in at the retail store opening, then I don't know. What's he supposed to do?
Okay, so...
I don't know if I would have been cruel like that. But I would have said, maybe you could change it up a little bit.
It was an athleisure store. The retail store.
Yeah.
And she had on a cute little crop top, this cute little jacket, and
balloon pants.
Like balloon pants that are real trendy right now. Looked cute.
That's for athleisure store.
I don't know if the retail store was like more buttoned down or I don't know. I gotta have more info.
Athleisure store. That is the extra information. He's just being a jerk. Yeah,
well, then he's a jerk.
It wasn't a fancy store.
Yeah, but I'm trying, like, I had it like you. Like, you're going to take somebody to this real pristine event, and the girl has a wild outfit on. Like, are you supposed to bite the bullet with that? Or are you supposed to say, honey, I think you should,
That's different. She dressed appropriately
She dressed appropriately for the event.
Yep.
This is a guy who's going to try to hook up with another girl at the event.
Oh, is that what it was?
That's what
is that what you're reading?
Well, and everybody on TikTok was like, girl, good thing you saw this in the beginning.
Yeah, because you sent her home.
I was put on pause until I, like, had to study the closer details.
She looks very trendy, very cute.
You know, I show up and she is... put a clown nose on or something.
No.
I can't take her to the tuxedo event. You know
but I bet she's going to get a lot of dates from TikTok now.
Good for her.
Yeah.
I'll go out there and reach out. Listen, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, fellas. Get out there.
Yeah.
Find that girl. See what's up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.